At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush is out today, back on Tuesday. And Sip, it is officially game day eve in Lincoln, Nebraska. The fans will be rolling in throughout the day. Filling up the hotels, the Airbnbs, their friends and family's homes in Lincoln. It's going to be a beautiful sight tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Here. Can't wait for the Sea of Red to return.
It was nice watching football last night.
There was
a lot.
We did watch a lot of ball.
Yeah. I think we both watched that entire Colorado game.
I might have missed a couple plays, but I'd say I watched 97% of the game. 97%.
Oh, it is football season if Jake Sorensen's watching 97%. And Sipple's watching 100%. I mean, no, maybe like you, I probably missed one or two plays en route to the refrigerator and then back.
Well, you have to. Yeah. The fridge calls sometimes. Yeah. It beckons.
It does beckon. But it was fun. And at some point, I don't know, when did you determine you'll go through the scores?
I think we're going to do that next segment. Are you okay with that? Yeah. I'll bring up the Colorado score in a second that they did win the game. But we'll go through the rest of the games next segment because I think people today are fired up for Nebraska football. Our game tomorrow, we've got some Matt Rhule audio from yesterday, which is
good.
Interesting on a couple fronts. We'll get to it in a second.
It's interesting on I'd say three fronts.
On three, and I think I have all those fronts ready
for
you.
You probably know the fronts. You know the back.
That's right. No, I know the fronts. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I know the fronts, yes.
Ben is here.
Young Ben.
Young.
What's his nickname
Benito.
Again?
Benito. I didn't call him Benito this morning.
You didn't.
Had a lot on my mind.
Do you think that Bill will go for Benito when he comes back?
No, it doesn't feel like it's catching any momentum with you or Bill.
Well, I gave you the nickname. I said, hey, Benito Jones is a Dolphins defensive lineman. Young Ben likes the Dolphins, and Benito would work for Ben.
I really like the name Benito. But see, here's the thing. Ben is not big on it. Swim sort of embraced Big Swim.
That's because it's a good nickname.
Yeah,
and now it's just Swim sometimes. We just call him, hey, what's up, Swim?
Yeah.
Swim
it's interesting
works.
How that caught.
Swim works.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, Swim just caught on. I mean, when I see him, I'm like, okay, Swim.
Well, when he calls me, I'll say, what's up, Swim? Like, I hardly ever say Nick
do
to
you
him.
Really? Do you really?
I rarely ever say Nick to Nick Sanger.
That caught.
It's usually just Swim now. I don't usually say, hey, Big Swim. It's Swim, can you help me out real quick?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
that. You should ask him. I pretty much... For 97% of the time, like my viewage of the Colorado game would be me calling Nick Sainert Big Swim or just Swim. So
that makes me happy.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's your nickname, which was just a wonderful moment in time.
It caught.
You look like a big swimming pool. I called you Swim. Big Swim. What a time.
What a glorious time.
What a time.
Yeah, the Benito one. It didn't hit like that initially, but it sort of grew on me in about a 10-minute span.
Yep, it'll stick. That's your name.
Benito.
Yeah, that's your name. Do you want to do idle chit-chat or roll call off the bat here?
Let's do roll call.
Okay, if you're up and at it and listening here on a game day eve from Lincoln, Nebraska, I don't care where you're at, please, we want to know where you're at, please text us 402-464-5685, your name, your age, we're listening from, and your score prediction for tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good one. I was trying to think of something.
Your score.
That's a good one.
Your score prediction for tomorrow, Nebraska UTEP, 2:30 kickoff, Memorial Stadium.
That's a good one. I'm interested to hear what people think.
Okay, let's get to it. Roll call. Again, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah and the squad for a great Friday night of entertainment, bowling, billiards, great food, karaoke, darts.
I got to think tonight.
You never have to leave.
I got to think tonight will be lively.
I think it'll be packed at Madsen's, but still room for you to go bowl or play pool.
Yeah, it'll be lively. I think you could go there, and I don't think he'd mind me mentioning you could go there and see Erwin Sweeney playing pool.
If he's there, why he wouldn't mind?
He goes with my brother-in-law, Ron. He goes with Ron. And some other dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, Erwin Sweeney might see the great. I mean, one of the most, I don't know, I'm going to say underrated corners.
He was great.
You don't hear Erwin Sweeney's name come up in discussions of great Nebraska corners, but he would fall under the category of great Nebraska corners.
Okay. The roll call is, as you would assume, flooding in. What do you want to say there?
I'd say flooding in. And they should be. This is big.
Yeah, people are here. Here we go. Cody from Broken Bow. Good morning, fellas. Didn't give me a score yet there. Nels in Big Fork, Montana, age 47. Nebraska, 34-17. Not covering the spread, but a comfortable 17-point win.
Kind of subdued.
I would take that.
Yeah.
I'd take 34-17 right now.
Uh-huh.
Matt chimes in. He is listening from, that's Bruce. Matt is in South Lincoln, age 51. 56-14, Nebraska, the pick. Jay Crow, age 46. Nebraska, 47-21. Mm-hmm. Don't cover the spread. It's 27.5. That'd be 26-point win.
What is 27.5?
That's right.
It's 27.5.
That's correct.
Okay. You don't have to say cover the spread every time.
Husker Mike in Waterloo, age 63, 35-6, Nebraska. Sean and Eagle, age 61, 42-6, Nebraska. Okay. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, 38-9. Ron and Lincoln, 35-6. I heard a 35-6 score. That's another. So two scores, 35-6.
I have a Bixby, Oklahoma person. I like that.
Crowbar in David City near your stomping grounds of Columbus, 34-10. He's 32 years old. Tony in Fort Bragg, 39 years old. Rayford, North Carolina, 48-13, Huskers. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, age 48, 42-10. Joel in Wisconsin, 34-6. It's now three scores in the exact same area.
I like that. I like that.
55 years old, by the way. John in Roscoe, Illinois, 45-10. Hopefully, he says. Jockstrap, listening from Imperial while working out. 42-14, Nebraska. The pick. Jordan and Wilbur at Planet Fitness, actually, on 48th Street. Not your Planet Fitness, but a Planet Fitness.
On 48th and what, I wonder?
That'd be Van Dorn.
That's where Alex works out.
Well, maybe you see him right now. Yeah. 38-10, Nebraska. Nick and McCook, Pete in Chattanooga, age 72. 38-10.
Thanks for the ages, by the way.
Chris,
I like the ages.
How about this one? Chris with a K from Hickman.
Okay.
24-7.
Ooh, okay.
Low scoring game. A win's a win, but low scoring.
All right.
Duncan Doug in Harrison, Idaho, age 51, 45-10, Nebraska. Back from the dead, Reed from Des Moines. By the way, not anymore at the meat market. He used to text from the meat market.
Okay.
Saying we should go make the Amtrak over there.
Not at the meat market.
Didn't happen. He's driving to the largest skate park in the USA right now. I'm not sure where that's at.
Huh.
37-17, Huskers.
Okay.
Andrew and Golden, listing on a run, 45-10. Casey in Topeka, age 55, 38-10. Brian from Short Ease Barbecue in Johnston, Iowa.
Wow.
Has a close game, 38-23. That would fans in a little bit of
38-23.
In Colorado.
He's at a barbecue place.
Brian from Short Ease Barbecue in Johnston, Iowa.
Okay.
Sean in Omaha, 55 years old, 42-7. Dylan in Dannebrog, 42-3. Nebraska. Colin Hooper, age 55, 35-10. The guest. A lot of comfortable wins predicted for Nebraska.
Should be a lot of comfortable.
Ethan in KC's with us. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, 42-17, Huskers. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 42, sorry, age 51, 42-14 Huskers. Bill and Bennett, 31 zip. Shutout.
Shutout.
Ooh, I don't know if I see a shutout, but I'd like a shutout. Big Bird in Columbus says age 64 is at the Columbus YMCA right now. Working
no
out.
Way. No way.
42-14.
Good job. Hey, who is that? What's
that
his
was,
name?
Big Bird. So that's Bird's dad.
Big Bird, Bird's dad. I used to be a regular at the Y as a child, as a kid. Not as a child, as a kid. Is there a difference between kid and child?
That's a good question. Where's that change at?
Yeah, where's that change? I probably up to age like 14, I was there a lot.
Jared and Ord with us. Dylan and Carney, 39-10 Nebraska. Kip and Malcolm, age 35, says 38-13. Ricky in Fort Worth, Texas, age 50, 48-13.
Boy, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Everybody's at Chet Rick in Nebraska City. Evan in Charlotte, North Carolina, tuning in.
Nice.
Jeff and McCook. Kennedy in Lincoln, 31-17. She's 7 years old.
Seven. Tuned in.
Young Kennedy.
Getting ready for school.
Yep.
Go crush it at wherever you're going. Yep. Crush it.
Crush it. Fricky in Lincoln, age 51. 38 zip. Two shutouts here. Byrne is 75 years old in Fishers, Indiana.
God bless
you. Just like
you.
Rake is. 42-0. Nebraska, another shutout there. Oh. Kodiak Bear in Ottawa, 38-10. He's 38 years old, by the way. Ben in Canby, Oregon, age 30. He's working on Bill the Breaker out there in Oregon.
Yeah, we please everybody. That's Bill's term, right?
Yes, it is.
Build a breaker.
This is a new text, first time texter. Al in West Virginia chimes in.
All right,
38-13 Huskers.
All right, Al, welcome, Al. If you haven't texted the show before, you haven't been with us, welcome. We love to hear from West Virginia. Build a breaker.
Laverne in Hawaii says, it is right now just after 1 a.m. I am 57 years old from Iwa Beach, Hawaii. The score will be 45-13 Nebraska. Laverne in Hawaii.
Laverne.
It's 1:12 a.m. in Hawaii.
Wow. Wow. God bless you.
You know, the bars don't stay open very late in Hawaii. I noticed that. I was in Kauai, you know.
No, they don't. You're right.
They close like at
right.
9. They close all at
right.
9.
Right. It's not a bar.
The island's closed at 9. You can't go out for a drink.
I don't know if that's true, but you're right about the bars. I did notice that.
Yep.
I did notice that when we went in January.
I just told you that Ben in Oregon is working on Bill the Breaker. First time text. Mario, age 28, in Mount Angel, Oregon. Co-worker of Ben. First time breaker. Building a breaker is working in Oregon.
We got
Bill
Oregon.
Will be very proud right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Build a breaker. Let people know. Let people know.
Dave from Phoenix, 38-7 Nebraska, age 49. Gnome in Havelock, 87-4 Nebraska.
Gnome.
Two safeties and a bunch of touchdowns in Nebraska.
Gnome in Havelock?
Yeah, Gnome. G-N-O-M-E.
That
Gnome.
Strikes me as Greg in Havelock.
Think so?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
That could be. All right, a couple from YouTube, then we'll move on, I promise. We got a lot of YouTube comments here. We got Zach in New Hampton, Iowa, 49-9, age 42 is Zach. Jonathan is in Thailand right now, stuck in traffic on a Friday night in Thailand.
Hold on, yeah. Seriously?
Jonathan.
Seriously?
Is in Thailand.
Stuck in traffic in Thailand right now and listening to Early Break.
That's right.
Is that what our show's called, that Early is, Break?
Yeah, I hope that we can ease your anger about the rush hour traffic there.
Jake's good in traffic.
Oh, boy. Ask my wife about that. It's not good. I get a little cranky, but that's the way it is. Montana Husker, good morning. Bolt, good morning on there. BWD.
Bolt.
Wes Bolt. Is with us. East Lincoln West, by the way. Zach, let's see. Jam Husker is from Hershey, Pennsylvania, listening right now.
We got him all over the place.
Jeremiah, 47-13 in South Carolina, his guest there. Chris from Western Slope of Colorado, 49-7. He says, Buffalo fans, Colorado fans are nervous, especially after last night for next week.
Well, we will be discussing that at length later.
Sharpie in Douglas County, age 26, 48-10.
Douglas County.
Zach in Western Nebraska, 52-10 Nebraska. Bill Ruhlman says, we had Steve and Anita at Ruhlman's last night who said they were coming in from Bakersfield, California.
He met them.
He said, I will greet them. And guess what? It actually, he follows through on his commitment.
Sip. Oh, man.
That's what Phil Ruhlman does at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland.
Phil is with us this morning. Did he give a prediction?
He did not. But Anita and Steve, let us know how the steakhouse was. Please let us know.
Phil, welcome to the show.
Yes. Appreciate you. Alan in Scotts Bluff. Thomas in the Philippines.
Wow.
We got Philippines.
Thailand.
We got Thailand. We got Hawaii this morning.
Yeah, we're doing
checking
pretty good.
In.
Yeah.
People are pumped for game day. That is the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Please stop by 48th and Holdridge today for bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, and great food. And Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln.
When will we give our predictions?
End of the show.
End of the show, meaning end of the show or end of the spillover?
Spillover. Ooh. You okay with that?
I guess. That means I got to stay.
You got to stay today for the spillover.
Good.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
A tactic you
That's
just
That's a tactic.
Did.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll be here for the spillover, it looks like. Benito, will you be here for the spillover? Yeah, Benito.
No, he won't be. He's got to go to class at 8.
He's got to go to class.
I promise we will get into Colorado next segment. We will. They won the game, by the way, 31-26 against North Dakota State, for those wanting to know the score.
Very interesting game.
Yes.
We'll get into it.
We owe Nebraska fans Nebraska's talk right now, because we had Matt Rhule speak yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We better do that.
For his final showing before Nebraska plays UTEP tomorrow.
Allow me to take my
in Lincoln. Where do you want to start? I've got Mac Marquand, the kicking situation, running backs. Where would you like to begin with?
No, here's the order.
Okay.
Here's the order.
I got the clips for you.
You go with running backs first.
Okay, here we go.
Kicking second, Mac Marquand third.
Okay, in that order, here is Matt Rhule yesterday on the running back rotation, addressing that for Saturday. Here's Matt Rhule from yesterday.
We might say, hey, this guy's going to go this series. I'm going to want all four guys to play in the first half. You know, I don't think it's fair to say, hey, come in the second half. So I'm asking all four guys to play. And I think it really depends on, you know, where we start with the football. I mean, like, there's things that we want Ramir to do. There's things that we want Emmett to do. There's things that we want Dante to do and Gabe. They have to be able to do them all. But, you know, we're not your traditional no huddle, you know, go fast team that, you know, they just kind of, hey, Gabe gets in. We might do these things with Gabe. So that's part of the combination of it. And then third down, you know, really Ramir and Emmett are the third down backs just because they're so – I mean, Ramir, you know, Ramir has to be treated as a receiver in my mind because of his ability to run routes. So that would be primarily their job, you know, whereas, you know, you get to third and one, third and two, maybe it's more of the bigger backs. You know, when you have two 220-pound backs that run behind their pads, you know, you'll go with them. So I think it's situational, Mitch, and I think it's also by play at times, but not all the time. And then – if a guy hasn't gotten in, then it'll probably go a little bit more by the series. It's going to be hot. It's going to be 85 degrees on the turf, which usually amounts to being about 100. So I'm hoping we have, you know, more than three and out. We have, you know, four, five, six, seven, eight plays. So that sometimes dictates, you know, hey, this guy needs a blow as well.
Judging by your face reaction, you want a
What's
fan of that answer.
What is that? Did you read my face?
It seemed concerned or bothered.
I'm mildly astounded. I
figured as much.
Listen, that's what they have, okay? What they don't obviously have is Amon Green or Lawrence Phillips or Mike Rozier or Calvin Jones. They obviously don't have that. Or if they did, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Correct.
It's
four guys playing in the first half.
I feel like that could be hard to do. I mean, it's interesting. No, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a fan of it, but I'm also, you know what? We have to be fair. We're not at practice. We don't see practice every day. They came to a conclusion based on what they see in practice every day and then film study of practice and many, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of discussion about it. None of those running backs were able to separate throughout spring and August. So now they're going to try to see if someone separates in September.
Now, we know, and Bill knows this as a coach, but we've seen this as fans, that there's sometimes guys that are gamers that don't practice great, but when the game hits, hey, they're totally different.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's what takes place here in Nebraska, that somebody just says, you know what, I'm gonna be the running back here. This is my team now.
It's just
it's my role.
There's a lot that goes into the conversation. You're right. There are some guys that are gamers. You just hope that if there's a back that, say, he peels off on first down a 5-yard run, then his next carry is an 8-yard run. Are you going to take him out? Are you going to see if he's got some? If he can get in a rhythm?
I don't think that's fair to him or anybody. Like, if you're one of the guys that hasn't gone in, you say, hey, man, he's actually running pretty well. Don't you root for your teammate to keep running well?
I would think so.
Versus selfishness getting in the game?
Right. Now, it's not, and I don't, I mean, I'm going to steer the conversation in a more pleasant direction because people are fired up. these guys are, this is a good, it's a pretty good room. They're all tough runners. I say that all the time. They are, it, if they're all, if it's a room of four or five good runners, I like that. I think that's good. I just, it's really sort of fascinating because you don't see what Matt laid out very often. You just don't. It's not unprecedented, but you don't, it's not something that you hear coaches say, yeah, we're going with four in the first half.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
It's somewhat my reaction is the result of just surprise. Huh. You don't hear that very often. Four. You know, it's not. And again, this is a, some of this is when you're talking to someone like me or someone like the people that text in, they're in their 50s and 60s and 70s. Some of the reaction is a product of seeing Nebraska over the years when they did have the big time running back. The big time running back. Now they would also have guys behind the big time running back that were good, but you knew who the dude was. One works here, Amon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Amon was the guy.
Really good.
He wasn't the only guy who played.
No,
but you knew who the guy was, right?
Yes,
you knew who the guy that was going to get 20 carries or more, and that over the years,
a critical carry on a third and three. Or
right. You don't even have to be an old-timey fan. I mean, Amir Abdullah was that guy. Rex Burkhead was that guy. Roy Helu was that guy. Then you can keep going back. I mean, the guys that I remember, I mean, the guys that made me kind of fall in love with Nebraska football, Tony Davis. And then, of course, Rozier. And on and on. I don't know if to name them all, but yeah. So now Matt Rhule shouldn't care about any of that. He hasn't. What does it matter to him what Nebraska had in 1983?
It shouldn't.
No, he's got to do what he think is best to win the game, win this game and subsequent games.
Yes.
And this is what he feels like is the best course of action. You got to trust him and EJ Barthel, the running backs coach. You know, they rotated a lot last year.
They did.
It was something that never.
But they didn't have a guy last year.
Right.
But that's the thing. They, you know, Emmett Johnson had flashes. Ramir Johnson had flashes.
Uh-huh.
You know, Anthony Grant had flashes.
Yeah, he fumbled a lot. I thought one of those guys would seize it.
You see, that's the problem. That we didn't want that rotation last year, but nobody stood up and took it.
But here's the thing. If you play four, are you even allowing somebody to seize it? That'd be my immediate concern. How can anybody seize it if they're not allowed to get into a rhythm? Plus, the other part of the discussion is they're going to throw it a lot. They're just not going to line up and run five, seven straight running plays. I don't think you would see that.
This is a head coach in Matt Rhule that, again, it did not go well in the NFL, but he had a running back that he gave a lot of carries to, Christian McCaffrey, one running back. Now, there's a back.
That's a pretty obvious one.
I understand that, but yeah, he wants to have an alpha there. He wasn't trying to split carries with three guys in Carolina. He had a backup, obviously, to get some carries, but He wants to give him 20-some carries a game. He wants that guy.
I know.
So
I know.
This is a good way to spin the situation about saying we want to give all these guys a chance. But in reality, you don't have a running back. You don't have a star number one running back. That's what's evident right now entering tomorrow's game.
It appears to be the case. Now, also, you have to add to this conversation that both Rhule and Marcus Satterfield, the offensive coordinator, have expressed that they wanted somebody to emerge.
Yes.
They wanted it to happen.
And as of yesterday, that still is not the case ahead of tomorrow's game.
So you're going to see, I don't know exactly who out of the gate, but I think it would be Ramir or Emmett Johnson, probably depending on what the play call is. Really, honestly, it might depend on that. And then you'll see Gabe Irvin and Dante Dowdell. You'll see them on one of those guys on third down.
Hypothetically, game begins. You see Dante Dowdell in the backfield. You just throw up your hand and say, I give up?
A little bit. I'd be really surprised.
Well, what am I even doing here?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but I'd be surprised.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Emmett Johnson. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Ramir Johnson. I'd be a little surprised if it was Gabe Irvin. I'd be really surprised if it was Dowdell.
Okay. Now, addressing the second thing from yesterday.
That's another interesting one.
The kicking situation is still weird, and Matt Rhule can tell us why. Here's Matt Rhule. Update on the kicking situation ahead of the UTEP game from yesterday.
I think we have a unique kind of a thing. I think, like, John would kick some, maybe a little further out. Tristan maybe would kick something closer. We kicked today, so that could still change based upon today's results. That's Ed's decision. You know, that's not one that I get. I mean, I get involved in everything, obviously. You know, I'm a control freak. but I do trust the coaches to make those types of decisions. And so Ed and Josh are charting everything. So I could see you seeing both of those guys kick, and I think you'll see John kick off.
To recap there, Matt Rhule says John Hole, kickoffs and long field goals.
John Hole of Lincoln.
Tristan Alfano, extra points and short field goals. We have seen in years past here, not every year, but years of the past, split kickers at Nebraska. I'm not even talking about the year 2019 when he had six kickers. Not that. I'm talking about a plan for two kickers.
Go through those.
I think it was Dykes and DeAngelis, I believe, at one point, right? Early 2000s, I want to say?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. For sure. Adi Kanalik and Alex Henry for a short stint, but before Henry just took that role from him.
Adi Kanalik.
And Alex Henry.
Yeah. Adi definitely handled kickoffs.
He did a couple long field goals.
And too. He did a couple long field goals. You're right.
Before then, Alex just took that job.
Yeah, then Alex. Henry. Yeah, then it became clear who was the better field goal kicker.
Right.
So, yeah, it's happened.
I don't like that picture.
Again, I'm going to.
Two kickers. Walk me off the ledge here.
Well, again. I don't even disagree with your sentiment. I'm just saying it's one of those cases where it's hard for us to really, I'd be really careful about going too hard into criticism here when you don't see the practices and see what's transpiring with the field goals. They chart every one, Jake. They chart every kick. And if this is something that's quantifiable, as Ed Foley likes to say, and it's true.
They haven't played a game yet, though.
I know, but it's quantifiable, and if what they're seeing in their charting leads to this, then it at a some level you have to trust them. It's not just they're not just going on a gut feeling, probably. You know, they're going on quantifiable evidence built over time.
I'm curious then, but they didn't say what's a short field goal versus a long field goal. Where does long begin?
Right.
We're talking 45? I don't know. 50 and beyond? If it's a 40-yard kick, is that short?
Who's
is
getting that long?
What is a 40-yard kick?
Who's getting a 40-yarder? Yeah, who's getting the 40-yarder?
And if it's whole, you say, okay, wow, Tristan's leg really is in trouble right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Who's getting the 40-yarder? That's a good question.
40 yards is a very common length of a kick. And it's important to make those. Like those are the ones you have to make. 50 yards, okay, well, you know, that's nice. You don't expect to make them every time. But a 40-yard kick is a very common kick.
Yeah,
any level of football.
And at this level, the NFL level and the big-time college level, you want to get 40 much more often than not, right?
Yes.
I mean,
it's not automatic, but it feels at times automatic. At least in the NFL, and a lot of the college kids feel the same way.
Yeah. So who gets that one? I don't. That'll be telltale.
Or okay, with a 40-yard kick to win the game or tie the game at the end. Who's kicking the pressure kick?
Well, here's the question.
I don't know if you have an answer for who's kicking the pressure field.
Here's the question: do the kids, I hope the players in question know. If they're looking at each other and saying, who's getting this one? That's a problem. But I just don't think I don't know what you're hearing on the text line right now. You might be hearing, you guys don't sound very pumped for this.
I'm pumped for the game. I'm not pumped for the kicking game.
Right.
I'm very excited to be in that stadium tomorrow and watch Nebraska play a real game that counts.
Right.
But I have some things, as Mike Schaefer pointed out yesterday, there's the feeling is positive about this team. You could see 8-9 wins, but there are some things, he mentioned kicking game, which is correct, that could derail the season.
Right.
Well, certain extent.
And these were interesting. Let's face it. I don't know that we're being negative. We're just pointing out a couple interesting revelations by the head coach. I mean, these were interesting. Right when I saw him upon my return from Beatrice to your lovely hometown, and the people there were great. It was great at the Beatrice Country Club. God bless everybody. Thank you for going. But I was startled a little bit when I saw this. This is not what I expected. So it's a good conversation. And we'll see what it looks like. Okay. And I don't know that you should damn it before you see it.
I'm going to try not to damn it, but I'm allowed to be concerned. And I think that you should be concerned as well.
Okay.
And I hope I'm proven wrong. Now, on a positive note.
Yeah, interesting.
The third thing we want to address, the third and final thing from Matt Rhule yesterday is the update on Mac Markway. We found out again on Monday, late morning, that Mac Markway via LSU was coming to Nebraska. And the question was, can he play this season? And if so, this opens up a box of worms for things going forward on late camp additions. Well, here's Matt Rhule yesterday laying out the path for Mac Markway and what to expect. Can he play the season, Matt Rhule?
Mac really did all that on his own. He didn't go in the portal, so you can't recruit him. I literally went through the whole admissions process on his own. I think, even talking to him the other day, I think he came up here and did like a school tour, like the same one I took my son on, we didn't have any contact with him. And so, he's eligible by Rhule, now he hasn't been here and, there's a lot of things, but, there's been a new interpretation, I guess, from the NCAA that you can do that. So, it was really a surprise, to be quite honest with you, and a great surprise. He's a heck of a player, played as a freshman at LSU. And so, we're used to these kinds of things because we were in the NFL. Christian McCaffrey gets traded on a Thursday, plays on a Sunday. So we're used to getting guys up to speed. We feel really good about our tight end room. It's not like, hey, we need, there's a hole there, but he's an excellent player. And we'll do our best to get him ready.
He says he's used to this, but we know, Sip, the NFL is not the same as college. You don't get to add midseason players in college football. He is eligible to play. He can play.
It is amazing. I don't know what to make of it. The in college now, in this situation, a player can leave one team essentially during the season
without entering the portal.
Right.
So what are you doing? Just in purgatory, going to choose your own spot you want to go to then?
Yes.
You're just sitting around. You're not in the portal. I'm not in the portal. No. I'm just kind of somewhere else.
As long as he's unrecruited, that's the key. As long as he's unrecruited, and that's why Rhule was so careful with what he said, that this former four-star prospect, current sophomore, went through the entire admission process on his own and took a standard student tour. We didn't have anything to do with it. He did it on his own. Now, you didn't know,
I did it all.
You didn't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. You didn't know this former four-star tied end was on campus.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy walking around?
He played at LSU.
Looks like an athlete over there.
Played at LSU.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Let him do his thing. Don't talk to him.
Anyway, it is really a fascinating development. I'm sure that Nate Borkescher finds it to be very fascinating as a development. And I think you'll see him. I mean, I think you'll see him not on Saturday, but I think you'll see him down the line. Mac Markaway. Just came from LSU. Just showed up in Lincoln.
Sip, a lot of things have made us shake our heads or just like say what regarding changes in college football. But I'll play this I'll play the second Mac sound in a second. But this one is like unbelievable.
And
this is going to, people are going to see this around college football and hear about how this happened.
Right.
And you're going to see some late additions to teams via unrecruitment there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't recruit him. He just showed up.
He just showed up on campus. Now, this one, there could be high, what you're talking about is maybe some high profile ones or in conference ones,
yes,
where a guy from Auburn ends up at Ole Miss.
The week before the season, or the week of the
right,
season.
The week of the season.
The Monday of the week of the season beginning.
I don't know. If I were the NCAA, I'd be looking at this closely right now and determining, okay, I don't know that we can have this happen. I don't know that we can have guys changing teams. I say in season. It's not. I mean, it's August.
If Mac Markway at some point soon dresses up and gets in the game, you've opened up Pandora's box again.
Feels like it.
On this.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Now, again, speaking of Mac Markway, why is Matt Rhule, why he came to Nebraska? Here's Matt Rhule on that.
I don't know that, honestly. I don't know. Maybe I'm arrogantly thinking because we're going to be a good team and we use tight ends, And, I think a lot of recruits have been excited since Dylan signed and Danny signed. Like, hey, the quarterback room here is going to be really strong for a while. But it wasn't like we were actively even recruited Mac. It wasn't like I think that was a class that, as I was coming in, right? So I had no recruiting involved. It wasn't like, hey, he went there, didn't like it. And we certainly didn't reach out to him. I mean, it was just a surprise. So, maybe he had a relationship with Keith. I mean, when I tell you guys, like, they walked into me on Monday and they're like, he's here and he's over there. Like, I was shocked. I mean, it's a unbelievable surprise.
Maybe he had a relationship with Keith Williams. Keith Williams is, he's one of the staff members. In fact, he's one of the staff members that became an on-field coach in this latest round of additions. Keith Williams recruits St. Louis. Markaway's from St. Louis. There could have been a previous relationship. I'm sure there was a previous relationship. Markaway is from St. Louis. Keith Williams is from St. Louis. They're in the same circle of, people at least. Satterfield was very interesting, Marcus Satterfield. It's his room. It's his tight ends room. And he said on Tuesday, I didn't find out till yesterday. I almost laughed out loud.
I wish you would have. You missed a chance. You missed an incredible chance.
Now, I don't.
Yeah, right.
Wow, you didn't know, huh? Interesting.
You guys are really dialed in right now, man.
Now, hold on, though. There is plausible deniability here. There is.
They're all saying the same thing.
Jake, I don't know. Now, hold on now. Just hold on. I don't know that we should assume dishonesty here. I'm babe in the woods in a lot of ways, as you know. But I tend to believe them, I guess. Uh-oh. Ben's looking at me like, no.
You just think a four-star tight end shows up the week before practice like that's just normal. Hey, coach. Like to play football here.
Who are you?
You got a spot?
Who are you?
Former four-star from LSU.
Who goes there?
Yeah, who goes there? State your name.
Mac Markaway. Jake, isn't it possible that it transpired exactly like Rhule laid it out?
It is certainly possible.
Yes.
I don't want to say anybody's lying.
I also think
it's fair for you, for me, for listeners, for young Ben, to question all of that.
Does anybody weigh in on the text?
They have. The Hammer says, does anyone really believe that he was, quote, unrecruited?
It's pretty funny to think he wasn't, but why are we making that distinction? Because if he's recruited, he's not eligible to play. I don't even know if he's eligible.
I don't know how you can even prove that. So
right.
I'm sure he's fine in that element.
You have to be unrecruited in order to be eligible. And so I think
skepticism is deserved sometimes. And this one, it's fine. If it works out, great. But you can be skeptical about how it happened.
Well, I would tell you this. It's worked out.
It has.
He's here.
And he might play soon.
He'll be practicing and playing. And I would guess he's in pretty good shape because he trained with LSU throughout the offseason, was prepared. Probably could be ready to play next week, honestly. Now, I don't know if they would do that, thrust him in there that soon. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if against UNI, especially if the game's out of control late, that you get him in. You get him in the game and get his feet wet.
We want to, before we get to break, we want to thank a couple people. Newton's Lawn Care, of course, our sponsor of Idle Chit Chat. That was not Idle Chit. We didn't do Idle Chit Chat today.
We kind of
we did roll call and right got to football. Yeah. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. This is his last day of sponsoring Idle Chit Chat. We have a new sponsor Monday. I'll announce that Monday. But Andrew's been a great partner of the ticket. We always root for success for him, and he's been great. It's been worked. It's worked out well for him. Just
will he still be in Bill's garage?
He might be. He might be.
Is he moving on to someone else's garage?
I don't know. But you can always call or text Andrew about that at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs in summer and fall. And by the way, I know it's a Friday sip, and you look hungry. You got your coffee over there, but I think you're hungry for some Early Bird. And I know people are coming to town saying, I'm going to Early Bird. They're singing it, yeah.
They're singing it
19th
like
and K, because they're getting breakfast burritos. They're getting smothered chicken fried steak. They're getting cinnamon roll pancakes. And they get, of course, they're going to load up on hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That's right. 19th and K, Early Bird. Get there today on your way to Lincoln, or tomorrow, Sunday, if you're sticking around for the weekend. Free parking. Also, three spots in Omaha, a couple in Iowa. Don't miss the breakfast place everyone's talking about. Open daily, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., 19th and K. And Lincoln, when we come back, Sip, we got to discuss last night's Colorado game
and
the other games of note next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.